The ideas and content expressed on this show are our own and do not represent the views or opinions of any previous or current employers. Thanks for listening today, guys. Today we sat down with the founder of Yellowbird, Michael Zoll. Yellowbird is an on-demand health and safety company similar to Uber, but instead of going for a ride, you're actually adding safety to your job site. Awesome interview. Check it out. I think you guys are going to love it. Guy has it's a great idea for a company, and he's got some great insight into safety on the job site. As always, I want to mention TrueWork. They produce some of the finest workwear products in the world for the industrial athlete, and you can get a discount for your first order if you use promo code CMP15. Check them out. We talk about them all the time on the show. We love them. You guys will too. Today we're talking about safety, and your safety toolbox would not be complete without IsoTunes Bluetooth headphones. They have headphones for every occasion, every work environment, including their newly released earmuffs. All of their products are ANSI and OSHA compliant and certified to reduce noise. They have crazy long battery life. Some of their products actually last multiple work days, which is great. Their Pro 2.0 was created to be a super durable, certified for dust, sweat, and waterproof, which is awesome because everybody knows you're going to drop them. All of their products have a background noise canceling microphone, so you can actually carry on a conversation when that engine's running next to you, it cancels it out. Guys, IsoTunes is an investment in your health. For years, I would never put it on earmuffs or earplugs or anything, and I'm paying for it now. 20 years in the business, I'm half deaf. Do yourself a favor, pick up some IsoTunes. You can listen to music while you're on the job site. You're OSHA compliant. You can talk on the phone while you're on the job site and still protect your hearing. It's a fantastic company. They got great products. Check them out, isotunes.com. Also, I would be remiss if I didn't mention buildertactics.com, quite possibly the greatest website in the history of the internet. You can download our book, Builder Tactics, a practical guide to construction management. There's tons of information on the blog, lots of information on the website. Go check it out. Download the book. You're going to love it. Unfortunately, Jason did not join me today. He's very important, very busy guy. He'll be back next time, but he missed out on this interview with Michael Zoll on yellowbird.com. Great interview. I think you guys are going to love it. Enjoy. So, Michael, it is awesome to have you on the show today. I really appreciate you taking the time to come on and talk to us about your company, Yellowbird. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, awesome. So through the course of our conversation, you told me kind of a crazy story as to how you started this company. You want to share that with the listeners?
Yeah, sure. You know, I've been in the health and safety technology industry for a long time, 20 years thereabouts, mostly serving high-risk environments and a lot of construction, you know, where folks are dealing with moving subcontractors and contractors and folks like that. And I was actually in the back of an Uber one day being driven by a gentleman that was way overqualified to be an Uber driver. And I started thinking to myself, there has got to be a better way for somebody of this gentleman's caliber to be leveraging his skills. And in this case, it was in his retirement for the markets. So when he retired from the from a very high ranking military position, he actually started driving Uber at 5:30 in the morning because he was bored. And so I thought a professional matching platform for health and safety would be a really neat idea. And so I started looking around and it didn't exist.
Yeah, he was probably already awake being in the military for that long. He was probably sitting up at 5:30 in the morning like, what am I going to do with my time? Everybody else is asleep.
Well, yeah, it's so true. And interestingly enough, he was probably the most professional Uber driver. I speak about this guy often because he's our gold standard for Yellowbird professionals as far as how I would want our Yellowbird professionals to treat a customer. He got out of his car. He shook my hand.
Wow.
When you could shake hands.
Right.
he offered me some water. And he wasn't young. I mean, he was a 65-year-old thereabouts gentleman from the Chilean Air Force, I believe he was. He was a colonel.
Wow.
I mean, and yeah, very high ranking. He was not driving Uber for money, I assume. And so, you know, I think it really resonated with me that somebody of this caliber wants to continue to contribute. And so that's really how it all started for me.
That's fantastic. So tell us about Yellowbird.
Sure. So we are an environmental health and safety on demand company. And so what that means is if you have a need for somebody like an OSHA inspector or maybe an EPA auditor, or even if you're doing a construction construction project that is anywhere from a week to 6 months or a year, and you need somebody trained to be your safety supervisor or do OSHA or safety audits or things to that effect, you go into yellowbird.com or goyellowbird.com and you say, I have a project and it's at this location, and we will within literally minutes have somebody, not just somebody, multiple somebodies that are ready to work, ready to help. And so the model is very similar to an Uber, but it's more closely analogous to a match.com because we take so much of the people's backgrounds and we actually do pre-vet them and we do go through their backgrounds. And so we try to not just get a safety body, but we try to get somebody who's, you know, 20 years in construction, that has a construction cert, that works on residential construction in the Phoenix area, that is available on Tuesday morning, not just a body that may be available at some point in the future that holds a safety cert. Gotcha. That makes sense.
That does make sense. So you guys are doing, you're not just doing training there, you're actually doing audits and inspections as well.
Oh yeah, we're doing so. In fact, this in the elevator speech, this is the hard part. EHS, Environmental Health and Safety, covers so much that you need to be careful about, you know, kind of pigeonholing what our pros capabilities are. We have 166 individual certifications on over 2,000 people that are on the platform. Oh, and those people, yeah. And so that can range from, yes, I want to have my folks, I'm a small construction firm, and I want to have a safety person come out at the beginning of every shift and do a safety huddle, to I'm running a 5,000 person operation and I need to do a program and I want you to come through and create a program for us on our manufacturing site. So it really ranges. Our big claim to fame right now is we're doing a whole bunch of COVID return to work plans, because industrial hygiene is actually part of that plan. And so we're doing industrial hygiene on demand, where we can do surface testing and actual scientific lab testing to see if there's any COVID in the ducts, and surface testing and things to that effect, so people can return to work.
So here's something crazy I heard yesterday. I was on a conference call and somebody had mentioned that there was a report, I guess, that came out that said that on construction sites, people were actually picking up COVID in the porta potties.
Mm-hmm. It is. That is occurring. Yes.
That is crazy. So I was like, what are they do? Because I know when I use the porta potties on the job site, I don't touch anything. But one of the speaker was like, look, you know, if I go in there and sneeze and then walk out, it's hanging in the air. Then you come in behind me, and, you know, you have the potential, even if you don't touch anything, you have the potential to pick it up. So
yes. And so the aerosol or the mist in the air, that's why this whole thing of HVACs and airborne particulates and all that kind of stuff is so important. You know, it's funny. I think everybody at some point does this. It's like, well, nobody's around and I'm not going to wear my mask to go into a porta potty. Although honestly, maybe it would help if you did. Yeah. You keeping your mask on and following the proper precautions is a important thing to do, because you're right. If somebody sneezes and it's in the air and then you walk in without a mask on and you breathe that in, you will have a more exposure. That's absolutely a concern.
So when you're in, you're doing these, I don't want to just talk about COVID, but I mean, it's kind of relative right now.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I know, like in Virginia, they have, there's a whole new set of laws where they're requiring, like for construction entrances, you know, when applicable, when possible, I guess is how it's written, but they're saying, you know, you got to have and a designated entrance, a designated exit point for everyone. You know, they were talking about originally, you know, logging people in as they come in, taking temperatures, and having a guy stand there. I think they've backed off on that a little bit. I'm not in Virginia, but it just came up on this call. But I mean, the requirements they were looking for were really tough. And I'm like, how does a general contractor, you know, maybe a small to medium general contractor, deal with that?
That is the number one issue that we are contending with right now as a society and in the industry. Because what you're dealing with is there is the litigation aspect of it, the legal aspect of it, but then you're also dealing with practicality. It's like, we have to get back to work. We have to run our business. And so, you know, there is common sense pieces of this equation. And of course, I'm not speaking officially, but I am speaking from just running and owning a business. Mm-hmm. There's common sense aspects of this. And then there are things that you do to mitigate your legal risk. And sometimes, you know, and we actually, if anybody has any questions about this, we have on goyellowbird.com, it's /return to work. We have some information on this on the website. But one of the most important things, candidly, is following the common sense aspects of it. And I think if you're doing the best things that you can do for this process, it's going to be much more helpful in the long run.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it's really crazy right now. It honestly is. It's very, very challenging to figure out what the right thing is to do. And that's one of the reasons that we actually came up with the return to work protocol is we have third person assessors and industrial hygienists who can come in and actually do a spot check for you. You know, it's hard because you can't see COVID. Right. Nice. You know, so it's not like you've got green slime on the countertops and there's, you know, and there's, you know, smoke coming out of the air ducts.
Yeah.
You can't see it. You can't see it. And so do you really know that it's clean? And so that's one of the reasons that we came up with this return to work protocol. And it's been very successful nationwide. Again, we have people in every state in the union now at Yellowbird. So we can do this very, very rapidly.
You know, I think that not everybody realizes. So if OSHA pops up on your job site, one of the main things that they're looking for is proof that you're doing something. I know that's gotta be, I mean, that alone, I guess probably maybe some people realize, some people don't realize, you know, if an OSHA inspector comes out, they're like, I want to see your safety log. Well, if you don't have one, you're in trouble. That's a great, because if they, you know, the big fear now, I don't know if it's a fear, but is that OSHA is going to show up and you've got no COVID compliance or no protocols in place. So I guess if I've hired you or your company, I can say, hey, whoa, I have, you know, I've taken the steps to make sure that I'm compliant. And here's Yellowbird, here's the inspector, and here's what we're doing. Yes. And people don't realize, I mean, that in and of itself is an insurance policy.
Absolutely. You know, it's funny that you should say that because we actually had a circumstance just this week, and I won't talk about the specific details, but it was a gentleman who was either a plumber or electrician, and he had a $40,000 job thereabouts at a university, and he had an incident. And I'm not sure exactly what the incident was, nor did we get into that. It didn't really matter, but the university came to him and said, you need to get somebody here who can oversee the safety of this project. Mm-hmm. And so somebody had said to him, hey, have you heard of Yellowbird? And so he came on, we did a 15-minute assessment. We sent out a text message to 21 qualified people who could match what he needed. In less than 10 minutes, we had somebody accept the job. And the next day, we had a professional on that site. And so that is a small investment to protect a very large investment. And for us, I was so proud of that because it literally changed. We're trying to flip the script on safety.
Yeah.
We're trying to say it's no longer difficult to get somebody to come help you. And so I'm really very proud of that one. That was an exciting moment for me personally.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how does that work? So if I'm a general contractor and
yep.
Because I can tell you, I was a general contractor years ago, and I walked away from many a job because in the requirements, it would say, you know, you must have dedicated safety personnel. And I'm like, well, I don't have that.
Right.
So I wouldn't even bother bidding those jobs because I knew I just couldn't, I didn't have the first qualification, which was I didn't have the money to pay somebody to be an on-site safety guy for my company. So if I'm, I'm a general contractor, how do I employ you guys? How do I get you guys to come out and start inspecting my jobs?
Yeah. So, and that's a perfect example. And that's exactly why I created the company, because the average salary of a certified safety professional in the U.S. is somewhere around $80,000 to $83,000 a year. That's a lot of coin, especially if you needed them dedicated to a project.
Yeah.
And so what you do is, generally speaking, they have trained safety people at headquarters. Assuming now if you're a very small general contractor like yourself, like you're mentioning, you don't have anybody, and that's a real pain in the geezer. But if you let's say you have somebody, you still don't have the staff to go out to each and every site. So if you are a small general contractor, like you explained, and you're going after a bid, you could, and we do have folks that come onto the website, they go to goyellowbird.com, they put in, it literally will take 5 or 8 minutes. It's not even a 10-minute process. You say, I have a project, I'm bidding, it is a construction project, it's going to be at this location. And honestly, it can be if I'm awarded, which is perfectly fine.
Yeah.
And you get, ideally, when you are awarded, that's when you do it, because we have people ready to roll. But even if before, we'll talk to you and we'll give you a general range, or the site will give you a general range of what it will cost on an hourly basis based on what you need. But there should be no small general contractor at this point that no bids because they don't have access to safety. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to change the safety culture. We don't want anybody to not do business because they don't have access to safety, or even worse, do business without safety oversight because they can't afford it.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a game changer. I mean, it really is, because that's giving, you know, smaller companies the ability to bid on bigger and bigger jobs and become,
yes,
you know, larger and larger companies. That's fantastic. I love it. So
thank you.
I mean, I can tell you, there were times where I would have guys working on 4 or 5 different jobs at the same time and sweating bullets.
Yeah. Of course. You know,
wondering what they're doing.
Yeah. So. Well, that's the worst part is, you know, I heard of a horrible story, and it was a Canadian story, so hopefully it wouldn't work this way, but it might. Where a gentleman was on site and he fell through a skylight and he passed, and they put the owner up on criminal charges because they had zero safety protocols in place. And the owner actually went to prison.
Oh my God.
It's a horrible, not only having an employee that obviously he values, and or I would hope that they would value, and this would be heart wrenching to begin with by having a loss, but then now it's, you know, because what happened, my understanding, and this is a hearsay from a chat I had over some drinks a few weeks back, talking safety, but somebody was working on the skylight. It wasn't quite ready. They went and put a piece of plastic over the skylight to cover up the hole that they're putting. And because they're like, I'm going to be back in the morning. Oh. And somebody walked on the roof in the morning, stepped on that plastic, went right through the plastic and dropped. And those are the types of things, if you have a safety person that can come out at the beginning and the end of each shift and or be there during these shifts, you know, you can really save a life. And that's one of the things that gets us going every day.
Yeah. I will tell you I've been in construction now for about 20 years, maybe a little bit longer. I guess I'm getting old. but I've had, guys fall down elevator shafts. I had a fatality on a job where a guy was crushed with, drywall, pinned him by his neck against the wall. And it's really, so it's on the, whoever's managing the job, obviously safety is their number one priority, but to have the added comfort of knowing that there are safety professionals that are going to come out and double check you. Because here's the thing, if you put all, and this happens a lot, they put all the safety requirements on one guy. He's also managing the job site. He's managing subcontractors. Mm-hmm. He's managing the clients. Mm-hmm. And it becomes very difficult for that one person to then manage all the safety as well.
Absolutely.
Having the comfort of knowing that there are other people coming out behind you, to double check, to make sure, you know, that everybody's doing the right thing. I think it's money in the bank. Having been on job sites with horrible accidents, you know, you can never, ever place too much emphasis on safety.
No. And it's a problem because everybody has good intentions. They really do. Nobody goes to work in the morning saying that they're going to put somebody else's life or their own at risk.
Yeah.
It's the moment of, well, if I just lean with one foot over the scaffolding, it's just one nail that I have to hit in. If I could just do that, I'm going to be a lot faster. You know, time is money. My boss doesn't want to be late on this project. And they start making really bad decisions. But if you have somebody who's trained there and, you know, and doing it the right way, that's the other thing. You don't have to be the safety cop. You can be, hey, you know what? I noticed that up there. You know, let's chat, or things to that effect. And you have people that are trained on proper communication, which is one of the things that we vet for at Yellowbird. We don't just bring out safety people. We bring out people who actually can communicate effectively to get, you know, to get the message across.
Yeah.
That you know that you're not. You don't want somebody. The other piece of the equation is that in most circumstances on construction sites, the GCs are, especially in the big guys like the, you know, the McCarthy or the EACOM Hunts or one of these groups, you know, they're really, really good.
Yeah.
Their subs can get tossed off sites because they're not following safety protocols. And so the subcontractors are guys that I often will, you know, Yellowbird will be hired by to say, okay, well, this is a big job for us, and we're a subcontractor to these guys who have stringent requirements. I need to get a safety person on site.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
A lot of the subs are good for us.
Well, you know, that's good. I'm glad to hear that, because every major safety violation that I've seen over the past 20 years has been the result of a subcontractor that didn't have the resources or didn't invest in the resources to properly train their people on what's safe and what's not. I'll give you an example. Years ago, it's probably 15 years ago, I was a CM, construction manager on a job, and I saw a guy, he was four stories up outside on a window ledge holding on to the, he had, it was a single hung window and he had pushed it up and he was cleaning the outside of the window by standing outside the window on the ledge. And I was like, you know, my first instinct was to yell at him. But I didn't want to startle him. So right. I'm looking at him and I like froze for a second. You know, I ran up there and was like, hey buddy, hey, could you come on back in here? And then when he came in, I let him have it. But, and he's like, well, I'm cleaning the windows. That's how we do it. And I'm like, not here, buddy. You know, and through the conversation with the owner of that company, he's like, well, listen, you know, we don't have I don't have a man lift that's four stories up. I can't put him on a ladder. What do you want me to do? And I was like, you need to come up with a better way to clean these windows, because that is not it. You know, but you know, even when I had, you know, a guy fall down the elevator shaft, it was because he had a 2x4 with 16 penny nail on either end of it and was standing on it lifting drywall up. Well, you know, if they had a safety guy, he would have said, hey, those 16, this is not a proper scaffold.
Right.
You know, but they had no safety program. I actually know that company and I know that they do now, but at the time they didn't. And I think that one of the benefits that I see from Yellowbird is that now all of a sudden, not only is there no excuse for not having safety professionals monitoring your guys, but you've made it so convenient that, and affordable that there's no foreseeable reason to not have safety as a number one priority, whether you're a small subcontractor or a big GC or whatever.
Man, I'm glad. Thank you for that. And I that's really our vision. And at the end of the day, it's a two-sided platform. So you've got these companies and you've got these people that are employing people and they're doing their best and they're trying to run a business. And then you also have, unfortunately, these great resources that get, you know, tossed away when they retire and or are in transition, maybe coming out of the military or are between jobs during a recession that can actually make a very good living and contribute. So that's the other side of the equation. I do feel like part of what we're doing is making an impact on both sides of the equation. We're not just helping the companies, which we absolutely are, but we're also helping these professionals to, you know, get their kids through college or, you know, make ends meet when in a COVID downturn, you know, I mean, it's challenging out there, particularly in some industries, you know, things like oil and gas, you know, right now is really rough. And so safety folks in oil and gas are very well trained. And so maybe their skills can be used in construction as an example.
Yeah, because construction's booming.
Absolutely. And it's great. And
it is great.
You know, all the power to them. I'm so excited for the construction industry.
It's good. You know, when COVID started, I was super relieved that, you know, the construction industry was deemed as essential. And for the most part, there were a few states that had to shut down. But for the most part, you know, the construction industry didn't miss a beat, which is, you know, thank God, because that's what I do.
Yeah, absolutely. I hear you.
So, Michael, what's the best way? So if a company wants to get in touch with you or your company, what's the best way for them to do that?
You know, we make it super easy. I mean, it's Go Yellowbird, just like it sounds, goyellowbird.com. And there's two options. If you're a professional, there's a button for professionals to sign up. If you're a company, there's a button for companies to sign up. And you know, generally speaking, you will get a call and or an email within 30 minutes by Yellowbird employees. And you know, we can have people out. We've been as fast as hours on site. Now we don't guarantee that, but the most important thing is knowing that we're not a staffing agency and we are not a consulting firm. We are a aggregator of talent. So we find talent and we put them to get in touch with businesses.
Awesome. I love it.
Yep.
So Michael, you know, thank you so much for your time today. I love what you're doing. You know, when I heard about your company, I was like, whoever owns this company or is running this company, I got to get him on this show because safety is so important. We've actually dedicated a couple different podcasts just to safety because it's so important,
awesome.
You know, and I find that guys that have been around for a while and have had accidents on their job site, there's no way to describe what it's like if you've had a fatality or a horrific accident on your job site. But the one thing that it does is it ingrains in you how important safety is. And I mean, they don't call it on purposes, right? They call them accidents and they can happen at any time and you've really got to be diligent. So when I heard about your company, I was like, I got to get these guys out there. So my hat's off to you. I think what you're doing is fantastic. I think you're helping, you know, businesses be safe and people get home every day to their loved ones because that's the most important thing.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me. And I hope that we can stop more people from having that experience. That is my real goal. So thank you for sharing that story. And I'm happy to be with you.
Great. Thanks, Mike. Have a great rest of your week.
All right, bud. Thank you so much.
You got it. Thanks so much for listening today. We love our listeners and we live to help you improve your performance as construction managers and trade professionals. Hope you enjoyed that interview. Check out Yellowbird. Go yellowbird.com. Great company, especially for small to medium-sized general contractors. They are there to help you. Don't forget to pick up some Isotunes at isotunes.com. Protect your hearing now before it's too late, and you have to listen to this podcast all turned all the way up. That's no good. Your spouse is going to be yelling at you because the TV is going to be too loud because you didn't protect your hearing, just like me. 20 years of not doing it. I now know better. Use the wisdom of the old guys on the job site and protect your hearing. Isotunes.com, you're going to love their products. Check out truework.com. Their products are awesome. I wear them all the time. You're going to love them. Use the promo code SAMP15. You get a discount. You're going to be a repeat customer, guaranteed. And of course, the greatest website of all time, buildertactics.com. Check it out. Download the book. Quite possibly the best website in the history of websites. I think I've mentioned that. Check it out. And again, thank you so much for listening. We love you guys. Keep the comments coming. Thanks so much. Bye.